In the other Christmas stories, Bill Schultz reminds us that the biblical stories of Jesus' birth, like all mythic stories, are filled with nuance and invite interpretation regarding the messages contained therein. So Schultz offers some possible ways to read the birth narratives in the Gospels of Luke and Matthew, the value of sisterhood and women's wisdom, that Jesus' ministry advocates a time when the poor, the marginalized, and the oppressed will gain equality, that the courage to defy civil authority is necessary and good and leads to changes for the betterment of all humanity. There are, no doubt, other readings of the text that bring out additional messages of hope in the midst of what can seem like overwhelming despair. The addition of a new member of the human family brings joy with their birth, even when there are overwhelming complications. We assign to that child's birth and life, whether we are aware of this or not, a great deal of hope and expectation. In essence, we treat this new life as an embodiment of all our dreams and wishes. So the story of Jesus' birth, as it appears in Christian and Muslim scriptures, is a story that embodies the hopes and dreams of an ancient people. In fact, the coming of a Messiah, a liberator for the Jewish people who were subjected repeatedly to the rule of foreign empires, was foretold by the Hebrew prophets. Hopes and dreams for liberation from the yoke of tyranny. In a very literal sense, Jesus became the embodiment of the desire for freedom from oppression and persecution by a segment of the Jewish population, those whose beliefs formed the basis of what became Christianity. How then can we, more than 2,000 years later, read this story in our own times? How do we embody Christmas? I know, this season is exhausting. Our 21st century embodiment of Christmas simply feels like a massive expenditure of time, energy, and money. The celebration of Christmas has become something so different from its origins as the creation of a new heaven and a new earth that come about along with an age of peace and justice. But what if we really embodied the meanings of Christmas? One of the meanings, if not more than one. What might it look like? How would we know? Would we be able to pick out individuals or groups of people and say, there, they are living Christmas every day of their lives? Who would they be? The peacemakers? The climate activists? Those who heal bodies, minds, families, communities, those who look out for the poor, the homeless, and the hungry, those who advocate for the differently abled. Think for a moment of people you know about. They may be people you know well, or they may be people who have taken newsworthy actions in facing injustice and inequality. What are the ways that they embody the many meanings of Christmas through their life's work? Now think about your own life. Whether you have many years of living behind you or only a short amount, how have you embodied the spirit of Christmas? These could be past experiences. They could be recent or current activities. How have you shared your understanding through actions rather than words? And when have you used words, speaking, writing, singing, to communicate and to teach what a life embodying Christmas looks and feels like? What will you commit to doing in the next year to live Christmas each day? What might you do in the next few years? Or the next decade? Can you commit now in this moment in your heart, promising to be Christmas? to turn Christmas from noun to verb? Each of us can be an integral part of the other Christmas stories, the ones we find between the lines and in the spaces created by the words. How do we and how will we as a congregation be an embodiment of Christmas? Our world needs us to live Christmas every day, to embody the messages not only of freedom, hope, joy, and love, but also the ones about the bonds of our common humanity, the wisdom that arises from challenges faced and overcome, the gifts of courage and defiance, exile and triumph. Let us commit to embodying the many meanings of the Christmas story from this time forth. Amen.